Mitch Fifield is the Communications Minister. He voted for Malcolm Turnbull and he joins me now. Minister, good morning.
Good morning, Kim.
Are Malcolm Turnbull's days as Prime Minister numbered?
Kim, the party room as a collective on Tuesday determined that they would re-endorse Malcolm Turnbull as Prime Minister. So our focus now is doing what we've been doing every day since the last election, and that is ensuring that Bill Shorten does not become the next Prime Minister of this country, because we do not want to have a government that wants to increase taxes on Australians. We do not want a government that wants to reduce the liberty of Australians. We've got a great track record, and that's what we're putting forward every day to the Australian people.
Since that ballot, there have been 9 attempted ministerial resignations. Isn't that a blunt warning to the Prime Minister that support for Peter Dutton is growing?
Well, Kim, my practice in ballots has always been to be open about what I've done, and I think it's to the credit of those colleagues that they have been candid about what they've done. Now, you're right, a number of them have offered their resignations, and it will be a matter between themselves and the Prime Minister as to whether those are proceeded with, but I certainly hope that those ministerial colleagues will continue to have the opportunity to contribute.
Malcolm Turnbull has lost the support, though, of colleagues in Queensland and New South Wales, Victoria, Tasmania, WA. Do you think he should just walk away for the good of the party?
Well, the party room decided on Tuesday that Malcolm Turnbull is the person who should lead us. And Kim, I just need to point to our track record. Since we've been in government, we have systematically ticked off pretty much every item on our legislative agenda, on our freedom agenda. They said that we would never be able to legislate the re-establishment of the ABCC, or establish a registered organisations commission, or outlaw corrupting benefit payments between unions and business, or that we would be able to put in place protections for CFA workers, or that we would be able to reform the processes of the Human Rights Commission. On our social policy agenda, they said we would never be able to reform the childcare system or put in place a new school funding system. In my own area of communications, they said that we would never be able to legislate reform of the media sector. And with our economic agenda, they said, you'll never have a hope of legislating personal tax cuts.
A big chunk of your own colleagues have said that they don't think Malcolm Turnbull should be Prime Minister anymore.
Well, Kim, we had a party room ballot on Tuesday. Our political culture is robust in the Liberal Party. We have in Australian politics people who have a range of different perspectives, and the forums where those are resolved are the House of Representatives, the Senate, and the party room of the Coalition and the ALP caucus. That's why we have these forums.
But you've been closely involved, though, in these matters before. You were closely involved when Malcolm Turnbull did take on Tony Abbott and became the Prime Minister. Don't you know in your gut that another challenge is coming?
Well, Kim, we are governed by our party room. Our party room, as a collective, took a decision a day ago.
They took a decision, and Peter Dutton pointedly did not rule out another challenge. Don't you think another one's coming?
Kim, he said that he respected the decision of the party room, and that's what all colleagues do, is respect the decision of the party room. What we are going to do is to continue to prosecute our agenda. We have company tax cuts still being debated in the Senate today, and I've got to give great credit to Mattias Cormann, who has been at the forefront of securing so many
victories in the Senate. But while he's trying to do that, let's remember, Labor's leadership instability was once a very potent political weapon for your side of the politics. Now the Coalition is up to the same tricks, so why do you deserve to be re-elected?
Well, we deserve to be re-elected because, as I say, we have put in place our freedom agenda, significant reform in industrial relations, our economic agenda. We have delivered personal income tax cuts for the Australian people, letting them keep more of their own money in their pocket. We think Australians are in the best position to know how to spend their money. We have reformed the childcare system. We've got the budget back on a path to balance. We have the NBN more than halfway completed. It's going to be done and dusted by 2020. It was a failed project when we came into office. So portfolio by portfolio, we have succeeded, and I'd be remiss not to talk about the Home Affairs portfolio and our border protection policies, where we have stopped people dying at sea, and that's right, to the great credit of both Peter Dutton and Scott Morrison.
Minister, thank you very much for joining AM.
Good to be with you, Kim.
That is the Communications Minister, Mitch Fifield.